Thanks for checking out the My City Church podcast today. If this is your first time listening in with us, we want you to know that you are loved. Wherever you're joining us from, we hope that this message inspires you. And now, here is Pastor Jesse Norman.
How many of you believe that this morning? When then Jesus stepped out of the heavens and came to earth, heaven came with him. When heaven shows up in your life, God begins to speak to you. And where God speaks, he revives. Where God speaks, he puts joy. Where God speaks, he gives vision. And I'm praying today that God is going to speak to you in this service. And it's going to be a turnkey moment that opens up new doors to your 2021. How many of you are expecting God to speak to you today? How many of you ready for God's word today? You can be seated. Well, welcome to Christmas Spectacular. It's great to see everybody. It's so much fun. How about our creative team? Can we give them a big round of applause, man? Just incredible job. And maybe you're new around here. You've been coming for a few weeks and you're looking to maybe take some next steps. What we say around here, the language we use, is to move from the crowd of our church to the core of our church, to really make it home. We have things designed just for you. It's called our Next Classes. It's a two-step class, and about 45 minutes long each, and it will literally tell you who we are, what we believe, how to get involved. It'll get you connected, move you from the crowd to the core. You don't have to sign up. You can show up. It's just right after this service, right down the hall. Snacks are provided. Childcare is provided. And because we would love to get you connected. And man, just an amazing opportunity. Two weekends, 45 minutes. And I promise you, you'll get connected in a life-giving community and begin to grow in your faith. So also want to invite you out to our Christmas Eve service right here in this room. A singular service, 5 p.m. It's going to be an awesome time. If you've never been to one of our Christmas Eve services, it's something for the entire family. It's a family service, so we'd love to be able to see you there. Well, as we lean into the Christmas story, I want to read a brief passage of scripture about the birth of Jesus. And it's found in Luke chapter 2, verse 6 through 12. And here's what it says. It says, "While we were there, the time came for a baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I bring to you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.'" Today, as we gather around this Christmas story, I want to talk to you from this big idea. When God breaks the silence. When God breaks the silence. And I believe this word isn't just a word around Christmas time, but it's a prophetic word for our church and for your life. 2020 may have felt like a little bit of a silent season from God, but God's getting ready to break the silence in your world. How many of you believe that today? Let's pray. Let's pray for him to do it right now. Father, we thank you for your presence. Thank you that the Holy Spirit is the master, Lord, at speaking to us, reviving us, healing us. So God, we pray that this word would be a word that would get in our spirit. It would overflow in joy and vision. Lord, we love you. We praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Come on, if we love Jesus, put your hands together for him. So, got a question for you. Have you ever had somebody give you the silent treatment? Come on, the silent treatment. How many of you had a mom that was the master at the silent treatment? Okay, dads, you know, there's something about dads. Dads don't really do the silent treatment thing. They just spank. But moms, you know when you push mom too far, because she went from like scolding you or even swatting you a little bit to just dead silent. That's when you knew you just better hide. Like, is this a good idea just to hide? How many of you have a spouse that uses this? Don't look at him right now. Don't do it. You're going to get the silent treatment for the rest of the day. Me and Angela have had those bouts where you know, I just don't want to talk to you right now, and I'm not going to. You know what I mean? Take that. I mean, have you ever had your kid try to use the silent treatment on you? I took Zion, our oldest, he's 4, on a trip. Daddy big boy trip. We're hanging out, and he's been an angel this whole trip. But I've ran him like ragged. We went to, you know, the beach. We went to go see Dolphin Tail at the aquarium. Winter from Dolphin Tail. How many of you have seen the movie? Okay. Anyway, so we went there, and he's just zonked, okay? So he's tired. And my oldest gets sassy when he's tired. And so we get back to the hotel, and he looks at me, and he goes, "Daddy, you're rude." I said, "What?" He goes, "I'm not talking to you anymore." And then he walks over and he sits down in front of the bed and he just sits there and pouts. Now, I know what was going on in his little mind because he thought he was going to punish me. But any parent knows the silent treatment is a good day if you're a parent. But he's looking over at me and he realizes that it's not affecting me the way he wanted to. So within 30 seconds, he had broke the silence and had turned the corner and silent treatment had moved away. Isn't it interesting how we think of silence in a very negative connotation? And when somebody gives us a silent treatment, it's because they're trying to punish us. And there will be times in your life where you feel like God is giving you the silent treatment. There are times that you'll feel like God is giving the world the silent treatment. There will be times where you just feel like you've prayed about it, you've asked God about it, and it's this cricket, cricket, cricket. But here's what I want you to understand with God. When God goes silent, he is repositioning, not punishing. So there are moments where God turns down the volume and he's moving behind the scenes. He never goes silent to punish his kids. In fact, if you feel like God has been silent in your life this year or a season of your life has been silent, you can take this to the bank. God is behind the scenes. He's repositioning the right things at the right time and in the right time and space. He's going to speak to you and it's all going to make sense in God's perfect time. When we get to this passage of scripture in Luke chapter 2, the announcement of the birth of Christ, it's like this great announcement that God has broke the silence. And you might be like, "Well, Pastor Jesse, what do you mean by he's broke the silence?" Well, if you know a little bit about the biblical text, there's a 400-year span from the end of the Old Testament, the book of Malachi, to Luke. 400 years where God has went silent. There's not been any parts of the Bible written. There's not been any prophetic canons. It's like God put a period on the Old Testament, and he said, "Hey, I want you to understand something. I put a big old silent moment in here, not to punish you, but I'm repositioning things because the old way of trying to be right with God is going to pass away, and I need you to be all ears and all eyes, because when I break the silence, things are going to begin to turn around in your life." And that's my prayer for you, is that 2020 may have felt like kind of like a silent year. But as you turn the page on your 2020 and go into 2021, that God is going to break the silence and you're going to start to find that every piece, everything that you lost, every disappointment, every struggle is going to make crystal clear sense in hindsight looking back, that God is going to break the silence. You know, here's the dangerous thing when God goes into silence. Here's what begins to happen. When God goes silent, the world gets dark. It's just kind of the facts. Like if you don't believe me, just kind of look around our world right now. Where the church has been shut down, where worship has kind of ceased in so many cities. What have we seen? The rise of every kind of thing that we would never want in our lives. Depression, fear, anxiety, you know, hatred towards our fellow man. We've seen it on the rise. Why? Because when God goes silent, darkness has a tendency to rule. It was no difference in this 400-year gap. You got to understand what, like, empires like the Roman Empire, the most fierce, hard empire known to man rose to power during this time. You got to think about what even happened to religious people during this time. Religious leaders, because of God's silence, began to shift from depending on God for their righteousness and God for their leadership to what? Taking 10 commandments and turning it into 512. They burden people, as Jesus said, they burden people without lifting any way. This, don't do this and don't do this. You can't walk more than a mile on Sabbath or then you're, you know, you could be stoned to death. It is law after law after law. Why? Because over, when God goes silent, what ends up happening to our default is man tries to rely on being righteous rather than relying on God to make them right. Does it make sense, the 400 years of silence? It was like God was saying, hey, are you done yet trying to achieve righteousness? Are you done yet trying to do things in your own effort? The message of Christmas is that God looked down from the heavenlies at humanity and realized that we can never get to God. So God was going to come to us. So he turned to his son and he said, son, you've got to step out of the heavenlies and go and put on humanity and walk amongst them. Why? So that they can hear your voice, so that they can see what God is like. It's time to break the silence. It's time to break the silence. There's something that happens to the human heart when we do not hear the voice of God. Chaos ensues. Okay, the book of Proverbs teaches us about this. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18 says this. This is from the message. I like the way it works. If people can't see what God is doing, you could also put in there, if people can't hear what God is doing, people can't see what God is doing, what do? They stumble all over themselves. Why? Because, yeah, the sun may still be shining, but it's dark as night in here. Because we can't see what God's doing, because we can't hear what God's doing. We are stumbling all over ourselves. Oh my gosh, if there is a word for our world in 2020, it's to stop looking around at what is making us fearful and chaos and to start to lift our eyes up to the hills where our hope comes from. Our hope comes from the Lord, and get a vision of what God is doing so we stop stumbling all over ourselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. So what you can deduct from this passage of scripture is that when God breaks the silence, it's to show you something to attend to. And when you attend to it, you will be blessed. That is the message of Christmas. That God revealed his son, not somebody that we could theoretically think about, but he put him on planet Earth where people could see him in flesh and blood. They could hear him with their own ears and their own eyes. And he walked amongst us, lived a sinless life. Why? That we could attend to his message, that we could believe that he is the Son of God, that we could believe that he is the Savior of the world, that why? We would be blessed. That is what God wants to do in your world. And if I can be honest with you, 2020 for me, at the beginning of this year, we have a Vision Sunday, which we're coming up on here shortly, about 4 weeks away at our church. And every year I ask God, I say, God, what's a theme for this year? And I usually ask for a theme, and then we pray over initiatives, like things that we're going to do and things that we want to tackle and all this kind of stuff. Last year, at the beginning of the year, God told me, this is going to be a year of transformation. And I said, okay, what are we going to do? And it was a beep, just silence. And I'm like, God, okay, I understand, but it's not all that inspiring. Like the year before, we built a building, we planted a campus, we did this. I'm like, God, let's move forward. And God said, just trust me. I said, God, I want the vision to be expiring. He goes, is this your church or is it mine? I said, fine, you always win. And I said, it's your church. And he said, just trust me. So I come out Vision Sunday. Would you know that like two and a half months later, we had to shut everything down. We had to change the way we were doing everything. And for me personally, it felt like a year of silence. God, what are you saying to me? Transform. And what I didn't realize was that though it may have felt silent, God was behind the scenes, working in people's hearts, working in people's lives, changing me from the inside out. And I want to remind you today, you may have went through some difficulty, but as James writes, count it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials and temptations, knowing that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And let perseverance have its perfect work so that you may be mature, lacking in nothing. You're coming out of this year stronger, more full of substance. Why? Because God is about to break the silence in your world. God's repositioning things to bless you. God wants to speak to you. He wants to break the silence. Now, I was thinking about when God speaks. Like, when God speaks, like, what happens to our life when God speaks? And I was studying this story just in Luke chapter 2, and a couple things just jumped off the page to me when I looked at this story. The first thing I see happened in this story with these shepherds, and the angel actually tells them, he's like, well, whether you feel like this or not, this is actually what the message is all about. And he says this, when God speaks, joy comes. So if somebody's speaking to you in your spirit, whether it be a man or a thought, and it's not building sustainable joy in your life, check the voice. If something is breeding fear into you, if somebody is breeding anxiety into you, if something is breeding depression in you, friends, that is not God's signature. That is somebody else's voice trying to be God in your life. And you got to put that aside and say, the joy of the Lord is going to be the marker of the voice that I listen to. By the way, can I tell you, like, this is affirmed in the Bible. Psalm chapter 30, verse 5, it says this, that weeping may stay for the night. Are you seeing the process here? When God is silent, sometimes it feels a little dark. When God is silent, we feel a little bit afraid and all alone. When God is silent, it feels like the night. But here's the deal. There may be some weeping in the night, but rejoicing or joy comes in the morning, which means that when God goes silent, it's because he's setting you up to speak to you. And when he begins to speak to you, joy is going to come to your life. God wanted you to understand this, and he accents it in the story in Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, verse 10, it says, but the angel said to them, do not be afraid. Are you seeing the contrast here? Between light and darkness, oppression, fear, and faith. Are you seeing that when God showed up in our world, when God begins to speak, when Jesus came from heaven to earth to work in our world, it was to shift the norms of the things that are oppressing us. It was what? That you could say and answer, do not be afraid. I want to say this as nicely as I possibly can. There's so much in our world right now where people are petrified. They're afraid. And here's what I want to say. There's nothing wrong with using common sense for your health. There's nothing wrong with helping with the greater good. But as for me and my house, in my faith, I will never be marked by a spirit of fear. You know why? Because when fear comes, joy runs away. And you know it to be true. So if joy has ran away, you got to check the voice that's been speaking to you on the inside. Why? Because fear is overcome with joy. When fear comes to speak to you, just laugh. The joy of the Lord is my strength. When joy comes, strength comes with it. So God's saying, if I'm going to shift something in your life, if I'm going to move you from where you are to where you want to be, if your 2021 is going to be different than your 2020, I'm going to have to come. I'm going to have to defeat fear. I'm going to have to replace it with joy. Because that joy is going to put some strength in you. And when you start to get strength, this next thing that happens when God speaks to us is going to naturally overflow in your life. When God speaks, dreams come. Dreams come. I want you to see this. This is the verse after the opening verse that I read to you, the verses that I read to you. Luke chapter 2, verse 15. It says, when the angel left, so when the talking had ended, when God was done speaking, do you know the word angel means messenger? So when God was done speaking and he'd gone to heaven, the shepherds said to one another. Notice, God didn't say it. The shepherds said it to one another. Do not be afraid. Joy's coming on your life. Now all of a sudden, joy's got on the inside of it, and they're looking at each other, and they're saying, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord told us about. See, they've heard something new, and because they've heard something new, now they have a desire to see something new. God wants you to say, no, when he begins to speak, he has a language that he's fluent in. I think God speaks every language, and I think he'll speak to you in the language that you know, and think all of those things. But if you want to know what God's native tongue is, what he's most comfortable speaking in, here it is. God's language is dreams and visions. You can go from Genesis to Revelation. In fact, the whole book of Revelation is a dream and a vision. When God speaks, sometimes he doesn't give all the specifics, but he gets you to lift your head a little bit and get some joy back in your spirit. And that way, when you look at the future, you look at it with great expectation that says, God is with me, and if God be for me, then who can be against me? It's time to dream again. It's time to dream again. Jesus confirmed this. See, sometimes we think, you know, when we talk about Jesus, we say, thank God Jesus was born. We celebrate his birthday at Christmas because we understand that his life, his perfect life, and his death and resurrection means our salvation. But I want you to understand that that's not the only purpose Jesus said he came for. The Western world has gotten good at making church only about salvation. Not your whole life. God wants to build your whole life. Your thought life, your vision life, your business life. Businessman here, God wants to prosper your business. Because why? He's in a relationship. So he'd love to partner with you and taking your business to the next level in Jesus' name. This is how God works. He cares about our whole life. And Jesus affirmed this. This is a prophetic word that Jesus is reading about himself out of the book of Isaiah in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Here's what he says. He says, for the Spirit of the Lord is on me. Because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. What is that? That's joy. Good news to the poor, which means what? I'm poor in spirit. I couldn't get to God, so God came to me, and I didn't have to perform. I just received the free gift of grace. Baby, my heart is overflowing with joy because Jesus came to rescue me. It's good news. Good news to the poor. But then he goes on. It's only one of four parts that Jesus says he's about. He says, I came to proclaim freedom to the prisoner. God doesn't want you saved. He wants you free. Free of those toxic thoughts. Free of bad relationships. Free of those things that are trailing you from your past. He doesn't want to just secure your heaven. He wants to make heaven on earth in your life. Hey, freedom to the prisoners. And then what? To recover the sight of the blind. Is he just talking about physical blindness? No, he's saying the world has been living in darkness. They need to see again. They need to get a vision again. So I'm gonna step into their world. I'm gonna begin to speak a new covenant, a new relationship, so that the eyes of the blind are open again to set the oppressed free. Here's what God wants to do in your world. To me, this is the message of Christmas in so many different ways. God wants to save you, he wants to heal you, and he wants to redeem you. He wants to give you joy for today and dreams for tomorrow. He wants to resolve your past by what? Forgiving you, redeeming you. This is the good news of Jesus, that joy can come in your life. And once joy gets in your life, the strength of God begins to stand up on the inside of you. And once that happens, you begin to look into the future with vision and with passion. You know what Christmas means? God's ready to break the silence. Now, I don't know what your 2020 has looked like. If it's anything like mine has been, it feels like a year that I've had to really fight for joy. And I've had to fight to dream. But I believe this is a word for our church. It's a word for your life. Did you know when the prophetic comes, there's a sense on it? just because it's said doesn't mean it happens. It's for those who have ears to hear, let them hear. For those who have eyes to see, let them see what the Spirit of God wants to do in your life. God's about to break the silence. He's about to break the silence in your world. He's going to speak. He's going to give you joy. And it's time to dream again. It's time to dream again. It's time to dream God-sized dreams. It's time to dream dreams that are worthy of the cross. It's time to believe for revival. It's time to see your loved ones be saved. It's time to move forward in the dreams that God has given you. It's time to dream again. Would you stand to your feet with me today? In a room this size with people really from all walks of life, you know what I found? This is what I love about the gospel. It don't matter if you're black, white, Asian, Hispanic, tall, short, curly hair, straight hair, from the United States, not from the United States. It don't matter. Because we have this common thread amongst us all, that we are made in the image of God, but the fall of humanity fractured that image. Do you know what it feels like when God doesn't speak? I remember. I'm not that saved that I don't remember what it felt like. You know what a soul without Jesus feels like? It's noisy. It's noisy. Lots of noise. Noise of depression. Noise of anxiety. Noise of fear. Noise of doubt. So noisy, but there's no clarity. Just noise. Here's what, always searching, never finding. These are the words of Jesus. Always longing, but never satisfied. But with Jesus, doesn't happen overnight. But in a moment, he can replace sorrow for joy. And he can start to get you to dream again and get you on a new process of restoring your soul. Because the soul with Jesus, you know what happens to it? It gets quieter. There's less conflict. He's known as the Prince of Peace. And when that peace gets on the inside of you, you know what? It's so unbelievable because the noise has died down and the clarity is so great. I know who I am. I know what he's calling me to do. I know how to live a life surrendered. That is what the message of Christmas is. For all those that thirst, let them come drink. For all those that are searching, your answer is right here. For all those that are looking for more, his name is Jesus. He died for your sin and my sin so that we can have peace in our soul and peace with God.
Thanks for checking out the My City Church podcast. We hope that this message inspired you to love God, love people, and lead in life. If you'd like to connect with us further, please visit us on the web at mycitychurch.cc. Until next time, we are believing that the best is yet to come in your life.